Thank you, Sally. And please rise, remove hats, silence cell phones, and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so we'll call the roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman? Here. Moore?
Here.
Ringel?
Here.
Steiger?
Here.
Youngquist?
Here. All right, we're all here. That's great. We call for the approval of the agenda.
So moved. Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign? Okay. Moving on to the consent agenda, we have 22 items. Are there any for separate consideration? Anybody?
I move we approve the consent agenda 1 through 22.
Thank you, Elaine. Do I have a second?
Mm-hmm.
Second from Fran. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Same sign. All right. Special presentation. We have Elaine here for the nuisance report.
Okay. We all know the grass growing. Hopefully you guys have all gone at least once. Some people have, right? So I have abated one property for weeds, grass, and down tree limbs. This past week, I also abated another property for mattresses along the side of the garage, which I have a few more houses on that part. But they had time to remove the mattresses with the spring cleanup, and they were given the paper and the garbage pickup for them. And gave them a couple weeks there, and they were still there, so got abated. Still working on several other properties that need to be cleaned up. It's taking time. Still finding other old furniture and appliances when driving down alleys. And next Monday, I'm going to Newton to a conference nuisance meeting. Some of the topics are going to be about nuisance abatement, dealing with hoarders, repeat offenders, and dangerous buildings. That's all I got.
Okay. Anyone have any comments? Fran?
I got one thing. The house on the corner of West Monroe and D. We've had a problem with vehicles parking there before. Now we have three or four trucks and a tow truck in the backyard.
West Monroe and E or C?
C.
C.
We dealt with this gentleman before.
This is
on the northwest corner.
Yeah. This is your friend, Kevin.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Now you know who's done it. Excuse me. Kevin has dealt with him.
Yes. Kevin's dealt with him before I started this job.
Yeah.
Yes, there is a tow truck and two vehicles parked in his yard.
Thank you.
And I was going to talk to you about it tonight anyway, so.
He's under a court order not to do that, by the way.
So do I just turn that into?
I'll take care of it.
Okay, thank you.
Is South Marion 607, 609, is that on your radar? I haven't looked to see. 607
South Marion?
607, 609 South Marion.
It's 609. I took pictures there and there.
Okay. This citizen said that it hasn't resolved over the last 7+ years. Junk on porch, junk in front of porch, beginning regrowth of weeds from last fall, junk in driveway.
I brought that up. Actually, at nuisance meeting, I think it was 2 times ago or one
okay.
time ago.
So is that on your list?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I encourage you to stay diligent and keep on
we
those
had
people.
We had problems earlier because of who his father is when I was working on it.
I see.
It's still.
I know that one.
No,
you know that one? What's
the address again?
No. 607. Is it 609 or?
It's actually 607. It's not.
Still no.
And now I can't South remember Mary. 607 or 609.
Maybe it's a double lot or something.
No.
It's one of those numbers. It's not both.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And it doesn't. People need to know it doesn't matter who you are.
Mm-hmm.
This needs to be taken care of,
right?
Period.
Okay, so 607, or what was the street address? What was
Marion,
the
South Marion. Marion? Yep. So, sit Kevin on it.
I know that one without looking at it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kevin's been on that one before, too.
Yeah. All right.
It will
keep at it. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you, Elaine. I hope you learn a lot at your conference.
Thank you. I hope so.
Okay, special event requests. We have movies on Main. I think we have Sam here from Main Street.
Yeah. Can I talk about it? My first one.
Sure, if you want to come up to the... If you come into the mic, then people online can hear you. And just...
Sure. Hi, I'm Samantha Meyer, the director for Main Street, Washington. New director, obviously. So I'm just here to request our movies for the year, our option movies that are free to the public. And they're scheduled for the first Friday of June, July, and August, and then one in October to coordinate with folks in the park.
Okay. All right. Same procedures.
Nothing has changed. We have more volunteers that know how to put the screen and the projector going, so that's nice.
Good.
But no, same, all family friendly movies that we've got licensed through Swank.
Okay. Great.
Anyone have a question? Approve Main Street request for movies on May.
Second, by Elaine.
23.
Thank you. And second by Elaine. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. You're on.
If you have any movie requests for next year, let me know.
Okay.
Or keep right here.
Okay. Thank you. Next is the American Legion Post 29 Memorial Day Observance. And we have a guest here to speak on this. Welcome.
Yes, I want to thank you for the frequent use of the park for the Memorial Day services. They've been very well attended. And we'd like to continue that. And I wish that you would give me a little sympathy. I'm in the sixth year of a one-year term as commander. I think there's something written up here that says sucker or something. And I told him, I said, I'm going to quit believing what you tell me. They always tell me I'm doing a good job.
Wow.
But anyway, no, it's going to be basically the same format as in past years. And I do want to say thanks again. We do appreciate using it. That is weather permitting.
Oh, do you have a rain plan or is that?
Yes, we will be using the high school gym if it's raining.
That's good to know.
Other than that, plans are going well. So, and thank you for, like I said, the past 2 years. It's really been well attended.
Thank you. I noticed there's nothing checked for insurance.
I'm back here.
Next page. Great. Good. Thank you. All right. What's your pleasure?
I make the motion.
I'll second that.
Okay. Motion by Elaine, second by Ivan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay, here we go. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
And next is Farmers Market. I believe we have Kathy Salazar here to speak on this.
Hi, I'm back. I was here. You've already approved the Farmers Market for the summer, but we realized after we got that approval that we have a drink truck, a non-alcoholic drink truck. It's JT Sips. I'm sure some of you have heard of it. They're wanting to be there weekly. And so, and we thought it would be nice to actually have drinks weekly at the park since we're serving food and a lot of our food vendors do not serve drinks. So last year we had Rusty Cracker. But they are now in Amana and don't have a drink truck anymore. So we're wanting to use the east side designated spot weekly for the truck vendor and then also keep the two north side spots that we had designated. So instead of just special events on the east side, we're asking if we could make that weekly so that would allow a better service to the attendees of the farmer's market. We don't want people getting dehydrated.
Anybody have questions?
Make the motion we approve the amendment for the Washington Farmers Market for 2023.
Second by Bethany. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is the Home Girl Realty Alive After Five. And this is, I wonder if this is, would it be through the chamber if it's an Alive After Five?
Yes.
Brand new realty. Realty office. I don't think there's anybody here to speak on it. Does anyone have any questions or you know where it is?
Are they asking to block off some parking or why? They have a mobile food vendor, and since it will be in public parking spaces, we felt it would be best on a special event request.
Okay. Okay.
Motion to approve the Homegrown Realty event.
Do they need to have, it says insurance not required. Is that?
They provided it. They marked that and then I
Okay. It's on the back. Is it on the back? Ah, there it is.
Thank second you. On that one.
All right. Thank you, Isla. Thank you, Bethany. All those in favor of this request, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay, we've got it. Presentation from the public. Anybody here to speak to the council? Anybody online would like to make a presentation or okay. All right. We're moving on to new business now. Public hearing.
That's for that claim.
Oh, whoops, sorry. Claims from May 2nd. Almost forgot. Anybody have any questions about any of the claims? I didn't see anything this time.
Kelsey, you have any claims? Any questions?
No questions.
No questions. Okay. Anybody want to make a motion?
Make a motion. We approve the claims report for May 2nd, 2023.
Thank you, Fran. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Elaine. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. And that's it. Okay, now on to new business. First is the public hearing for the fiscal year 23 budget amendment number 2. Kelsey, we've seen this before, right?
Yep, everything's the same as the summary that we've given last meeting. I can say last month, which I guess it kind of was empty. I'd be happy to answer any questions that there are.
Anybody have any questions?
I'll make a motion.
We have to close.
We didn't open the public.
We're going to open the public hearing.
We need to reopen it and hold the public hearing and close it.
I make a motion to open the public hearing.
Okay. Okay, now we do a roll call vote, right? Is it a roll call?
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
Fran, I think. Yeah. Sorry.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glindman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. Then we ask for any input from the public about this budget hearing amendment. Nope.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thank you.
Budget amendment.
Second.
Second by Bethany. Again, call the roll, please.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. Now, discussion and consideration of this resolution. Anyone have any questions? No.
Motion to approve the budget amendment number 2.
Thank you. Isla, do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Ivan. Sally, would you call the roll?
Rangel?
Yes.
Tigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. Got the. Now we need open another public hearing.
Make a motion to open the public hearing for the 2023 Steel Co. project.
Second.
Thank you. And Sally, would you call the roll?
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Are there any comments from the public about the 2023 seal coat project.
Did we do this last?
We set the public hearing.
We just set the public hearing last. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we already.
We didn't hold the public hearing at the last meeting.
Oh, okay.
Well, we had all this stuff. The agenda was on there already.
Oh, okay.
We got all the information about it. But.
Okay.
Okay. No comment from the public, either online or in person. All right. Oh, who would like to make
motion to close the public hearing?
Thank you, Bethany. Who would like to second that?
Second.
Second by Ivan. Sally, would you call the roll?
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Klinsman?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay, now a discussion and consideration of this resolution adopting the plans for the seal coat project.
We have budgeted for this.
100,000.
Just 100,000. I thought that's what it was, but I wanted to
clarify. And that's what at the amount?
It's just a little over. It's just over that.
Okay. 101,000.
Yeah. There's only one bid, I take it.
Yes.
Okay. Other questions?
What page was the dollar now?
Way at the end. It's like, I don't know. Over, it's actually on the resolution.
Oh, right. Okay, perfect. Sorry.
Yeah, on the other, though, it's kind of buried in all the papers. Okay. Other questions, comments, concerns?
We use this group company before, correct?
Pardon?
We use group before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, this usually does it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
But so they're familiar with the area.
That's.
Mm-hmm. Have we had any issues with them in the past? Authorized cluster cheese. Just don't want a lot of citizen complaints coming in because they burnt grass or something.
Are we able to approve the full amount of the bid, even though slightly over our budget?
Yeah, because we can find $1,200 somewhere in the budget.
Mm-hmm. Would we have to amend the budget if we do that?
No.
So this will be done in next year's budget?
By July 1st.
In next year's budget, so.
Yeah, by the time they get started.
Okay. All right.
I make the motion to approve the resolution adopting the 2023 seal coat project for $101,291.
Okay. And 90 cents.
And
90
cents.
Second.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Thank you, guys.
We had a
adopt. Did we mess up? What?
With the adopt plans.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I meant.
So this is to adopt the plans.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's what she meant.
Friendly amendments.
All right. Great.
Resolution adopting the plans. Yes.
Okay. In name, you second this one?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's call the roll.
Rangel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Klinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. And now the resolution actually awarding the seal coat project.
I'll make the motion that we award the seal coat to LL Hauling Co.
All right, thank you, Bethany.
Second
by Ivan. And Sally, would you call the roll?
Stigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Klinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. Got through that. Now, number six, discussion and consideration authorizing tax abatement for Six Circle Drive. And we have the paperwork for this.
Let me explain that just a little bit. That's a new house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So are all people with new houses going to ask for tax abatements or anything?
Okay.
I mean, this is something.
You set a standard by allowing.
Under our root revitalization plan, I think they can. Mm-hmm.
They can ask, but yeah. what are we obligated, or is this a discretion act?
Kind of, yeah, because this is one of those houses.
This is brand new property.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Usually it's revamped property. That-
yeah.
At the end of 2022, we brought the program to council to extend it for 2 more years. And then it has a deadline in 2025 for the program.
Mm-hmm.
But it's usually
It's re-
improvements.
This, and there was, I don't
that's what
find
I,
that there was any problem with the property, but it's just not what we
started.
It was just a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot. I guess I don't understand.
I kind of question that too. Why the new house?
And
how would this, how are you?
It's my understanding that that's why the program was actually originally started, was to encourage people to build new homes.
No, it was to flip out. It was to improve property.
That's what I'm understanding.
Like, this is not going to improve. It's an, if anything, it would deteriorate.
Yeah, because it's brand new.
It only has one way to go.
So it is 75% of it's not, it's first, of their taxes the on that property.
$5,000 of the value.
So
for 3 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
yeah, well, that's a good deal.
Commercial. Yeah. Oh, residential. Yeah, this is residential.
It's not on the whole.
Read that under that.
So if there's residential, the value of their house is $350,000, they're not getting a break on the whole.
Right. It's just for the first $75,000 of actual values.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, but it's still, they still get a break for 5 years.
Hmm? 3 years.
3 years.
So look under residential.
Five is the.
It's not the commercial industrial.
I guess I'm still. I guess I didn't realize it was new housing that much.
I feel like we've had others that have applied for it.
Yeah.
I feel like we've done at least one, maybe more of these before, but I don't know where they are. So can
prove the property.
Do we so how do we move on from this? Do we need to check the resolution or
just show it?
Yeah, I mean we can table this and we can bring back
we'll bring the urban revitalization plan so you can look at it again.
Okay.
I mean it's a couple pages and and then we'll check on how many we've approved in each category too in the last couple of years. That way you'll have the information. I don't think it's a big.
So we can be consistent.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Or we can table it.
Like, make a motion. We table this item until the next meeting.
Okay. So I've got a motion. Second. Motion.
Fran,
make the motion to table it. And Isla, did you want to do the second?
Second. Yeah.
Second that. Okay, is this just a voice vote? Okay. All those in favor of tabling this resolution, say.
It's a roll call.
Is it?
Oh, it's a roll call? Okay, yeah. It is a resolution. Okay. So, Sally, call the roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. And they, this is not going to, there's no date on here that. It's going to exclude them from.
I think it doesn't start till February. I think.
It
won't be. You have to hit March 1st. Or it goes on to the next year, anyways.
Yeah, it's
so,
way out.
The date that they signed this was February 1st.
Right, but turning it in is a different deal. I mean, turn it in, but they
just turned it
the
in.
The assessor doesn't pick it up until.
Right. Okay.
So they're not going to lose anything by losing 2 months.
Okay. Good. All right, so this is okay. Label that. Next is discussion and consideration of a resolution endorsing a downtown investment grant with Griner Buildings. And is that what this is? No.
I think it's great that they want to put that much money back in that building. Wonderful.
I guess I'm a little confused on this of exactly. I actually had another meeting with Matt this past week, and they haven't even determined their insurance yet. His words, we're still, the insurance still looks good, but we haven't determined going forward with the insurance. So,
I guess I don't really know, but They applied for the DIG grant and signed the letter of intent, and then have been, I met with Matt, but Ashley and I have been going back and forth. So she's the one that sent me the bids and the drop and everything. So.
Well, I don't know. Well, first of all, I don't quite understand the mapping. And my concern, usually these grants come from a building that hasn't had a catastrophic event. So until their insurance has settled and everything comes together, I question. First of all, I don't understand what they're going to do and where, when the entire building is going to be renovated since the fire. And we're dealing with insurance company, not just. So,
well, it's go ahead.
Sorry. As far as I know, and from the plans are the second story addition. So you know how the library, like, it's flat in the front and then it has a second story in the back, but there was nothing in the front on the second level. So that's what the plans are for, is for that addition. Did I send a picture?
Yeah, you did. Drawing.
Yeah, but then here it says rear entrance. If they're renovating, they're going to add on to the front.
So,
add a home.
Did I include this?
No,
that's the picture I was trying to show.
Okay, I thought I had stuck this in there, but this is just to give you a visual view of the front and the second story. Of what they're adding. So they're going to rebuild. And this is also kind of a, I don't want to say good faith gesture, but support of them still rebuilding downtown, because we absolutely don't want them to abandon that building. And it does depend on their insurance, but we, you know, if they, their insurance allows them to build somewhere else, we don't want them to go anywhere else either. And they would really like to do that second story addition. It's almost $500,000, but the $50,000 still goes and says, you know, like, we want you to be downtown. We want you here. You have beautiful plans. And then if it's a question of what the $50,000 is used for, we can, that's part of the grant application. We can stipulate, you know, like, we won't reimburse you for your back door. So when you send us your invoices and receipts paid, we want to be paying for the outside and the bricking and the beautification of it, and not entrances and bathrooms or whatever. To make sure that your dollars are going towards preservation of and beautifying that building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so where I'm a little is preservation usually is for the older buildings downtown, and this is a gutted building being. So I don't know, different thoughts. But.
We've used DIG grants for. We use them for the apartments above the journal, mm-hmm. and for and so that's
a renovation
improvement. This would be, I mean, it's still the same building, it's still a valuable building to the city, and it's just improving it. It's a renovation in a way, it's adding more space. Do they what are they plan? Are they plan on renting that out as office space?
And another conference room as well. So, and there's a serious shortage of office spaces downtown for small businesses. So they were already full and had people waiting that would like an office as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're expanding and growing wild rate. So
if we can clarify that the money's going towards like the new addition part, I would be comfortable.
That's the only quote that I have. So
it's for the think the word, does the language in here say that in here?
They have to sign an agreement and a promissory note. We can make sure that that's in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I think this is a little vague, especially when we're dealing with an insurance company as well. If we were just dealing with a renovation of a property, you know, I get that, but this is a first that I know of, where you're dealing with an insurance company.
Sure.
And so.
So do we need a new, do you want a specific contract or verbiage? saying it's only for the addition.
I can put that. I can. No, you're waving the fly around here too. I mean, we can put. I can put the money's only going to be used for X whatever. You want to just say for the addition? I don't have any issue with that because we'll have a grant and they have to show us that they spent that money on the. They're not spending the insurance company's money. They're spending their own money or the additional money.
Right.
So, because the addition, what insurance wouldn't be paying for that anyway.
Right. It would only restore what was there. Right. Again. Right.
So we can put it. We can put the 50,000 FBs for the addition in the actual agreement. Mm-hmm. We usually don't do those until after you guys approve the grant, and then before they get going, we write the agreements with them.
My concern was mostly just to avoid appearances of like double dipping from insurance money and grant money, which I'm not saying they would, but just the appearance of that.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with her.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it.
We'll make sure it's written that way.
Line, you know, there's a designated line there.
Okay.
Okay.
So the people in.
No, I'm totally all in on fixing that building up.
And oh, yeah. I think yes.
So, yes.
It looks wonderful. And I think. If we need that office space downtown, and we want to keep them here, and we want to keep that building, I'm just so glad it wasn't beyond repair.
They do such a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, did we have a motion? Or
I will make a motion that with Kevin's addition, that we approve the grant for
Reiner Buildings.
The Reiner Real Building.
Okay, thanks,
the Reiner Plaza.
Right, applaud. I like that. Second from Ivan. Okay, and it's a resolution. So, Sally, call the roll, please.
Lindzman? Yes. Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. All right. And we have another DIG grant with ACHECO Holdings. How do you say that? I don't know. A echo or something.
Now, this one will really make a difference to the square.
Oh, my.
This is a true renovation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And does anybody have any questions about this one?
Very excited to
something. Oh, boy, that.
Very excited to get started.
A long time.
The nice thing is this project is going to happen this year, mostly. So that's great.
Yeah.
We need to get going.
Okay. So who would like to make a motion?
A motion that we approve the DIG grant for AHECO, hopefully.
Thank you. Anybody else want to second that?
Second.
Second from Fran. Sally, call the roll.
Moore.
Yes.
Rangel.
Yes.
Steiger.
Yes.
Ernie.
Yes.
Glinsman.
Yes.
Youngquist.
Yes. Okay.
I just want to say thank you. Sorry, real fast. Okay. There are a lot of Main Street programs that are really struggling to work with their city on grant projects like this. And it's just fantastic to have this program and to have your support. So thank you.
It's good to see things happening downtown. Thank you for your work. Okay, number 9. Okay, resolution. Collection costs to the Washington County Treasurer. We've got quite a list here. Deanna, do you want to say anything about what these are all for?
Okay, so these are from the sidewalk inspection program that we did clear back in 2019. They were not billed for in 2020, and then they were billed in 2021. As we began talking about the sidewalk inspections for the latest quadrant, we found out there was people that had not paid for their sidewalks. So a letter was sent out reminding people they still owed. And these are the ones that are remaining that haven't paid after their reminder.
Okay. All right.
Make a motion to approve this resolution authorizing levy and assessment and collection of costs to the Washington County Treasurer.
Thank you, Fran. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Bethany. And call that roll. Would you please, Sally?
Rangel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman? Yes. Moore?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. Moving on to number 10, another resolution approving entering into an engagement agreement with Ayers and Cooney for a new development agreement and a new urban renewal area.
Yep.
And we got a memo from Deanna about it. The thing
where you remember a map. Where's what is it? Where is it?
It's out there on the east side of town. The property that is not in the city limits at this time.
Right.
Okay.
For a new development. So this would be establishing a new TIF.
Urban renewal area to district.
Okay.
Yep.
Just that little area.
Just for that this okay. project.
Yep.
Not the fireworks down there.
No.
No. No, please. Okay. Yeah.
I'll approve the resolution. I motionally approve the resolution entering into an agreement with Eric Allers Cooney to develop the new urban renewal area.
Okay. Thank you, Isla. Anybody want to second the motion?
Second.
Second by Fran. Sally, would you call the roll?
Beggers?
Yes.
Vernon?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. All right, moving on to a number 11. And this is a pay application for DeLong Construction and you see the amount for the Country Club View subdivision. Anybody have any questions about this?
Motion to approve pay app number 5.
Okay, thank you, Bethany. You have a second?
Second.
Second from Elaine. Sally, would you call that roll? I'm so used to calling you roll.
Yeah.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, thank you. All right, so the old business, the vacant building code, I believe is still tabled.
Yes, because we're going to take it to committee to review and hash out the details before it comes back to city council.
Yes. Okay, so that's still tabled for later. Now move into the workshop portion, which is the preliminary fiscal year 24-28 capital improvement plan update. So you got a new one here tonight. So be sure to use, sure you're looking at the new one.
Right. The only thing different in this new one that you received was I was working on this at home one night and the amount budgeted column I had added up and what I printed off was not the one that had those numbers updated. So that's the only change.
Okay.
That's on the one you received tonight.
All the projects are still the same. Okay. So there's a memo here. I don't know how would you suggest we start dealing with this?
Well, I was sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So
kick it off. That's fine.
This is, I just wanted you guys to look at this, be familiar with it. We will look at this again later this fall before we go into budget. So this is just getting you guys familiar with it. But the one thing that I would really like to talk about, the main thing I'd like to talk about is what are we doing with the streetscape? Are we leaving it in? Are we moving it to unplanned? Or how are we doing that? Because we need to know before we move forward with that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I will speak up at 10 million. I think it definitely needs to be moved back and it needs to be on a long-term plan, if anything. There's with the state cutting our funds so dramatically and knowing that we have other things that are far pressing than the streetscape. Where are we going to come up with 10 million at this point? It's beautiful. Yes, it would be great, but a streetscape versus a water line or a sewer that is going to fail. Wants and needs. Again, I'm great for wants and needs. Do we want a streetscape? You bet. Do we need it? There are other parts of this town that need it more than just the.
My concern is that the streetscape was identified as one of our top goals in our planning last fall. I agree that $10 million, almost, unbelievable, but I would like to see us maybe consider taking, you know, doing it, dividing it into pieces. We can't do it all in the same year anyway. And unless we plan for something like this, it'll never happen.
Well, we have a couple of things that are not on. There's several things if we talk about in our capital improvement plans. There's several things that, for instance, the lead service lines. It's not on here as a project. We truly don't even know how much it's going to cost. And lead in our lines and our children are very important. I put that at the top. The children of this town need safety and lead service lines. Are very important. And so I look at something like that. We have the egg sewer project. When we were doing our planning, we should have had, we did not have this out, and we should have been looking at it and saying, you know what is important on here? And we should have been saying, ooh, okay, so what is infrastructure? What is important in infrastructure? What is the timing that these projects need to be done or could fail? And take that into consideration before we made our top choices as what we were going to do with our money. I don't feel that we were guided, maybe, I don't know how this should have been right in front of us and looked at and saying, ooh, the South B Water Main street overlay, we should have been picking from these projects that absolutely need to be done before we put a want at the top of our list. I find ourselves being negligent in that aspect of our planning. So I speak.
Okay. I'm also extremely hopeful that we can do this North Second. The underpass is going to be extremely, extremely important when the train situation mm-hmm. changes. It looks like it's going to be a long-term project. We need to be working on that drainage issue now, get it in the works, get the planning laid out so that with that underpass will be available when we need it.
Mm-hmm.
As a safety, the fire trucks have to get through there. We can't have it flooded if there's a house fire in the north part of town. I would hope that we could start some serious planning for that project.
What is the status of that? I see it's not highlighted in green. Is that in?
So we discussed it with the engineers and we're trying to look at how all the piping runs and trying to see if we can get water to run away and off that line, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if we have major flooding, it's going to go to the low spot. So, but we're trying to get water moved away from that area.
We also, and I don't know if this isn't a capital improvement, a capital equipment. We have a fire truck that needs to be replaced. And
that's capital equipment.
That, okay. And that, so we have some big dollar items coming up that are a need. The egg sewer has been a huge worry. And I guess I look at the ripple effect. It's the people of this town that it's going to affect. It's the individuals in the area that these different types of infrastructure could fail. And we need to think, again, the underpass, it could be the difference between saving a child's life and not saving a child's life. I think we just really need to put into perspective importance and in a ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look straight at it, it may not come flashing at you, but we, as being good stewards of our tax money, we need creative financing and we need strong planning.
Okay, thanks, Elaine. Anybody else have comments, questions? Stephanie?
A big part of the price tag of the streetscape is some of the utilities underneath, right? The sewer
it is,
and water mains.
But not in a residential area.
As I recall with the Griner building fire, the fire hydrant did not function for them to pump water up. And I asked Chief what was going on there. And I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think he implied that, you know, if we replace those lines under that street, mm-hmm. that would
which
improve the pressure of the hydrants mm-hmm. in the downtown area. And so I think it's easy to think of the streetscape as just cosmetic, but there is a lot more going on, and that's what's driving up the price tag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was looking, there used to be, I think we need to look at that as well, because of the water, and there are certain places in the city where the water lines are, Elsie, help me.
Undersized,
South Fourth.
South
and
Fourth.
That, yeah.
That was a safety thing with the school.
That was a safety thing. And I think that might be down Main there as well. Yeah, down. I think mm-hmm. that's something that we should check with on that, because that might be the other direction.
So I think South Fourth Water Main was in fiscal 2028.
Yeah, we did some of it already on mm-hmm. Jefferson, I believe. So I think that's something that we, because mm-hmm. and North Fourth, I think that we need to look at that as well, which direction that water comes from, whether it comes from the direction of downtown or comes back mm-hmm. from the water plant.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it'd be nice to do Wellness Park phase two, but we have some more important,
yes,
I think,
absolutely,
things to do than Wellness Park phase two. Although Paul or Steve would like the pond.
yeah. But I do think we just need to really scrutinize this and prioritize.
What's going on with the egg sewer basin evaluation then? Since that hasn't happened. I know that's been talked about for a long time.
That was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, where are we with that?
Before that.
We did like 3-4 years ago. They did I think it was only part of it though.
When they built this building, didn't they have to move it or
they
something?
Had to do something?
Yeah.
That's the brick sewer line.
They ran
it.
The camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they did the whole thing.
Got stuck.
Yeah.
So my question also is I cleaned out my closet and I found this went back to our previous administrator and found some of his numbers. So this is a few years old. And I see some of these numbers that you have on here are the same, like the egg sewer basin project is 1.4 million. And that's exactly what Brent had budgeted on his sheet. And with that being said, there's been a 9% cost of living increase. So some of these, I don't know for sure where you got your cost, but shouldn't we increase our figures here 9%?
Absolutely.
I mean, that'll give us a little more realistic.
Yeah.
How do you do that, you know, just by, you don't want to contact and get an estimate or something, but.
Right. I mean, you would just do an estimate.
Based on other projects.
Based on other projects and things.
Yeah.
Okay.
And right now that's kind of hard because everything's so overinflated with all the
supply
costs and everything.
Yeah. But I think I'd rather. What was that?
I was just saying, we last two or three road projects that my cities have done are all been way under. So hopefully they're
under.
They're going back down.
Well, I think they're running out of work.
Good. But I think this was done in 2021. So I'm sure the cost is definitely.
Probably have some.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to the streetscape, I wanted to share that the Great Places Committee is really in support of that moving forward. And so I think they're planning to write a letter.
Yeah.
They/we are planning to write a letter at some point. Was it a letter of support?
No.
And then I've
my understanding is the chair's.
Well, are you?
I think Gates is good to make you all aware of that intention. Mm-hmm. And then I've heard from several business owners that more like on the south side of the streets running south from the square where we have the big mm-hmm. elevation difference between mm-hmm. the sidewalk and the street, that they're wanting to do some work to make their entrances more accessible, but they don't know if the streetscape mm-hmm. project is happening soon. There's other parts of that sidewalk that are crumbling, and property owners have been told, oh, just wait because we're doing the streetscape. And so mm-hmm. I would like to see us move forward with some planning for that, even if we can't mm-hmm. schedule when the project will happen, because I think there's a lot of work that still needs to happen. We just have the conceptual plan, which was very high level. And then mm-hmm. that could help yeah. us map out a timeline so that we could communicate mm-hmm. to property and business owners. Mm-hmm. And there are a fair number of residential people, myself included, living on the square. And that's growing over
time. On the south side?
No. On all sides of the square.
Yeah.
I don't live on the south side, but
oh, people the south? Do. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. South Avenue, South Iowa.
Iowa North and Iowa. Marion on the south side yeah. have that big elevation difference. And
Marion has some of that too. Well, you live there. Near there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that.
Okay. So I think the business owners, you know, they want yeah. some idea of where we're heading. So even if we can't commit to a timeline right now, mm-hmm. Doing some more of the planning, because this is a huge project. It's mm-hmm. going to take many years.
Yeah, so maybe even trying to get a committee. I mean, I know there was a committee that did the original concept.
Yeah, there's 14 people.
Yeah, and,
you know. And I also think we need to budget in how much we want to spend on getting this ready, because we also need to think about how much money. I mean, our budget is tight and we have other things that we need to. So we need to, if we do decide to go ahead and do planning, we need to also budget in that amount mm-hmm. and be very careful with cost mm-hmm. as we go forward.
Well, and early on, it'd be nice if we could figure out which phase we're going to do first.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is the low hanging fruit.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
When we had the plan put together that we did earlier, he identified like seven areas, but it's like out of those, what's a priority?
Each area is a block, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Is like
square.
Mm-hmm. Or no.
So well, that's where maybe like Main, where this potential water line is running,
yeah.
you know, some of the infrastructure things might drive the priority there.
I wonder when Griner's is planning to do all their stuff in the next couple of years.
They're building?
Yeah.
I think their timeline was starting now.
Like in May.
Good. Yeah. So, you know, so if they could get that part done, then we would be able to do the streetscape with that. But yeah. Does anyone see anything that they feel should be moved up on the timeline?
I think the underpass.
Yeah, the underpass. Sure.
And what was the thing with the pool, aquatic center? Was there
plaster
and paint? I think that as I understand from what Nick mentioned, that may have to be moved up just to keep the pool functioning.
Right. And we moved it actually back
to 28.
Yeah. And we're having a pool person that builds pools come out. He's going to be in the area and he's coming to look at it next week just to see if there's something we can maybe do as more of a permanent fix until we can, you know, to save a little more time on the pool rather than. We just keep putting a Band-Aid on it every year. Mm-hmm. And if there's something we can spend just a little bit more just to maybe actually fix the problem that's causing the issues.
So what are the issues? The plasters?
There's some leaking and then it peels away and we have to plaster it and fix this big crack.
Oh, okay.
we just keep fixing it every year. And but we were hoping that maybe there's a way we can
so maybe
more permanently or long term fix
after it. This person, we talked to this person, they might have an idea, and we might okay.
And we get so we can get a little longer out of
and the sand filters are they coming this year, next year?
Yeah, we close the pool August. Yeah,
August. Okay,
close the pool this season.
Okay.
When was that pool evaluation or assessment or whatever being done? Like now, before the summer opens?
We just have a person coming out to look because he's going to be in the area.
But like soon.
Yeah, like next week.
Oh, this week.
It won't, whatever we have to do would not be done before the pool opens this year.
But we'd have
just be an idea of what we possibly could do.
Cool. All right. What is the on fiscal 25, the new T hangar? Is that at the airport?
That's airport.
Don't they usually get their own money?
Yeah, but yeah. We still include it in our capital plan.
Oh, because I see.
And we have the, if you look up above, there was the new fuel farm.
Uh-huh.
And the lighting and.
So they, in essence, that money is either they get from a grant or it's right. Their money. So okay. It's right. Not really.
No, it's not really coming
city.
Out.
City. Right. Okay.
And something else that bothers me is, and I understand that money is tight, but 2024, we only have the light, but we have one employee who is designated for projects. His job is to oversee projects. So we essentially in 2024, is going to have anything to do?
Well, and normally that's how it is. Normally we have a year where we have multiple projects, which last summer was crazy. And then we have a year where we don't have much. And then we, because of funding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just wish we could get a couple more things up into 24. It seems like I realize that some of these others are finishing up.
Well, and like South Avenue B Water Main. We actually have money budgeted to spend, but then when the lead service line stuff came up, we don't know if there'll be time and funds for that. So if we can work it into the budget, into the season, into the plan to get it done this summer, we'll do it.
Okay. What's the plan with the lead service lines? I mean,
we need to do an inventory. Mm-hmm. We're planning to do letters. We're going to do a thing on the utility bills going out in for the June bills.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping that once we get our GIS unit up and knowing how to get the data off of it, we can use that to collect data and then move forward.
So they have to be identified by?
We have to have an inventory done by October 24.
Okay. Anybody else have any other questions, comments, observations? So are we going to have another workshop on this? Like,
yeah, we'll have one later this fall. I'm thinking like October-ish before we actually start the budget.
And when we go into
I guess I would like to see us maybe do something before that.
I agree.
Well, we don't start budget till
summer. I know, but yeah. Bill, can I recognize him? He has something to say.
Sure.
Okay, come on up to the mic.
This is hard stuff, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my mentors told me, you come into your office and you see a bunch of frogs on your desk and you have to eat them all. Eat, swallow the big one first, because it makes the rest of them go down a lot easier. And from listening to you guys tonight, sounds like that streetscape's the big frog. And if you can deal with that issue, the rest of them would be a lot easier to deal with. You know, I know when I came back to town and I saw that streetscape after having been gone for decades, I was blown away by it. And then I heard about $20 million worth of improvements around the square. I was blown away. And then I heard from people who said that it couldn't be done because we don't have the money. but it could have got done. But it got done and still being done. Look at the projects you approved tonight that are still being done and more to come. Hotel built is going to have a swimming pool. 54 rooms. Who saw that coming? Things are happening in this town that 6 months ago people thought couldn't happen here. Anyway, I'm leading the town, so I don't have a horse in this race. But my point is about planning. When you all have the plan that you've got now, these people here weren't all there. And I would suggest that before your fall get together, that you have a planning session and that you first decide what you're going to do with the big frog. What was the price of the phase? 10 million, did I hear?
10 million.
Roughly. You put it off, it would be 20 million. So either you're going to have a streetscape or you're not. And you just have to deal with that. If you don't have a streetscape, you still have a nice first phase. It's beautiful. And if you don't have it, you don't have it. I'm on the, with Millie, on the board that would like to have you have it. The Great Places Board. It's one of our top priorities. But, our heart will be broken. But if you don't do it, you don't do it. We think it's one of the things that attracts people to this town. We think it's an economic development tool. But if you disagree, you disagree. We don't have the votes. But if we're going to do it. We're going to do it in pieces. We're going to do it differently. There's a lot of options you can do. We're going to do it in phases. You can all agree in probably 30 minutes on what you're going to do with the streetscape. And then you set that aside. And then you look at all the other things and you start to prioritize. And there's a lot of different techniques for prioritizing. You do the sticky note technique, or you do the ballots or the dots. There's all kinds of different ways you can prioritize so that each individual can have a say in what they think is most important. When you're all done in an afternoon, you'll have your budget. You'll have your budget. And Deanna, I bet you've done some of these things. And when you're all done, you'll have an agreement on what's most important, right down to what's least important on your capital improvement budget. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Okay. So we were just mentioning, I brought the idea that maybe we, instead of waiting until in the fall to see our budget, I mean, I would like to see us
like August,
like every month. I don't know. Is that crazy?
Every month.
Like a workshop. Spend some time at it.
I would like to talk about it more often.
Yeah, we need to work it out.
Yeah. I mean, later. So, I mean, okay. Didn't council met, had a work session once a month in addition to our regular meetings? And maybe nobody remembers that.
I don't think.
Well, you would.
Occasionally, yes, you'd have. But if there's a project going, you'd have a workshop.
So, I mean.
I don't remember. I'm on my second term, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm dreaming.
But I do think that we need to work through this. Mm-hmm. And update some of these costs. Mm-hmm.
We need to fill in 24. We can't just leave one little thing there in 24.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to, even if it's the lead service lines, let's get it in there and at least get it on the plan. You know, that
and Second Avenue.
And Second.
And we can do the streetscape. Can you send us out that thing again? He had
The plan.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if we get a committee of people together to work on that, I think we could find, I think people that would be interested. Did we kind of agree that maybe the Wellness Park phase two could go down on the list? Mm-hmm. I mean, phase one is awesome. And we're just, you know, but I think maybe now we need to focus on some
playgrounds going and mm-hmm. the kiosk.
Yeah, right. Playground is going to be going.
That would be the big thing. I mean, mm-hmm. the pond will be okay, but not that many people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the fish get bigger.
The playground, quite a bit of money has been raised for that already.
Oh, I think,
yeah. So we could easily do the playground.
So is that down here?
No, it's not.
It's But it was, it's really already paid for, isn't
right.
it? And well, ordered
yeah.
and coming.
Yeah, we'll have it ordered.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it'll be here in August, September.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
okay. Does anybody, are we about talked out of this?
I think we've done some good talking, uh-huh. and I think we do need to bring this back. Well, this is me. Sometime at the end of June, 1st of July. What do you think?
First meeting in July? Oh,
I'll be here.
Yeah, but you might not be because we're going to switch the date that we have that, remember?
Oh, is it the 4th?
Remember, because of the 4th of July.
Yeah, I didn't hear about this.
So I thought we're deciding to move it to Wednesday, the 5th.
Wednesday the 5th?
I will be gone.
Oh, yeah.
But let me look here.
You don't want to meet on the 4th? We can all go watch the fireworks.
Have a meeting on 10th Thursday. Not a good
idea. I could Zoom in.
Second meeting in June instead.
The 11th? You mean the second?
The 2020th.
20. Or the 20th, yes.
20th June.
Yeah. We could do that.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Okay.
And then also let's get input from department heads and mm-hmm. their forethought and experience with their own departments on, I'd like to hear, maybe have department heads here to go over some of this.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Because I think their knowledge, that's what they're there for. We have them, these are their passion, their life. And I think they would be a good,
the resource, yeah.
Resource for us.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Glad to have this. So it gives us a place to work from.
For the July meeting, July 5th, that date is set.
Yes.
So we are going to okay.
Wednesday, yeah. July 5th. Yeah.
Instead of Tuesday.
All right.
I just got one more thing I'd like to add to this, and it's not really part of the CIP, but going through some of this stuff and seeing some of the budget we got, I would like to see the department heads of every department come up with an equipment replacement plan. Do we not have that for every department?
Should come up with an equipment, capital equipment plan?
You know what the equipment is, you know how long it's going to last.
Mm-hmm.
Or chief get his.
Like a sub.
Why don't we have the fire department do it? And the water maintenance department, the street department, do it. They know how long their loaders last.
Mm-hmm.
And them aren't cheap. You need to start thinking like, you know, we did with the police department. We thought ahead. We need to do the same thing with our mm-hmm. city stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
Yes, sir.
Does that make sense to anybody?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, Ivan knows if you go out and you've got to buy air guns, like to put on roofs, how long they last? A season, maybe?
Season.
So you got to plan to replace that every year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't plan for it, then you don't buy one.
Mm-hmm. And we did develop capital equipment plan as one of our goals.
Yes.
For the year.
That's where that came back from.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. Are we ready to close up shop here?
No, you tell me.
Yeah. Definitely. When I start, well, let's see. Let me start with police, and we'll come over to you after staff. So, chief.
Not a whole lot. The busy weekend with the key washer on and all that. The fire department's the NEMS helped with the traffic control at the county conservation and sheriff's office. So that was so good to have that teamwork. And I think they had just a few minor medical calls related to that, but nothing serious. So that was. That was good. It was a busy weekend. Officer Schneider began his 16-week academy yesterday. So he'll have a long 4 months there. We still have one open position. We reposted that ad again today, and we're working on getting some testing set up. And we may be looking at having to set another one at the academy, but we'll we'll move through those as we need to.
Okay. All right. Jesse or Sally, have anything? No. Kevin.
Sorry, I was late, but literally, I'm not joking. I was stuck at 12th and Washington. They all wanted to turn left. So I texted Deanne and said if there's a roundabout there, I would have been in there instead.
I suggest that once.
No.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
If they're watching the DOT, they like them now.
They do?
Oh, yes.
Fairfield's little thing they're roundabout.
Fairfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know
where they're going. I think we need an overpass before we need
roundabout. Crazy. So Deanna, do you have anything?
Just wanted to let everybody know that we got the road out in Country Club subdivision paved. And they started on the intersection today. So progress is happening out there.
All right. Good. Now let's go over to Leather. We can tell us.
I should have asked you this at our meeting earlier, Deanna. Is there any update on that well motor from Kyle? Wow. And that's an end that we need time for that equipment to come.
We have well number five?
Yeah, what
that we bought
at the last meeting.
We purchased it.
So it takes some time for that. I was just curious if that work is happening. Do we know when it will arrive?
I don't know that.
Okay, that's fine. That's all I had. Right. The parks are looking beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fairly quiet, I think. Kind of quiet down on NLW right now. But I don't believe we're here on the buildings right at the moment. Mm. I was looking at the water hydrants. There are water hydrants on the corner on the north end of 12. And there's that one kind of in the middle. And then there's not one at the south end, which is interesting. But then if you go over on the mute part, there's one on the south end, one on the north, and there might be one in the middle there too. So it's just that one looks funny on 12. There's one on the corner, and then three houses later, there's one right there.
Hmm.
And then there's nothing clear at the end. So I don't know what the planning on that was. But.
Okay. All right. Ivan.
Oh, not much. I just met with a few residents about their sidewalks complaining and kind of have the city pay for it. Other than that,
not much. Did you look at them?
Yeah, I did. I met with everybody.
Oh, they all looked at them. And
all they're
questionable.
Oh, they're. One was questionable, and I think we're going to bump in, which I think is pretty good.
Yeah.
Other ones, they need it because they have trees growing and they're pushing up, but they're trying to argue that we need to pay for them. They redid the whole sidewalk in 95,
I think the feeling is that we want to stick with what we evaluated this past year. Is that right?
Right.
And then if we want to evaluate our guidelines, that we could do at that point. But
we'll send some of the people your way.
I've talked to
a lot of them,
two at least.
But there's going to be wasted money if it's not a legitimate replacement.
Some of them are pretty angry.
Yeah. Some of the ones I've met, I mean, they're just like little corners where I've suggested grind it down, you know, so it's not a trip hazard.
Right. That's what we're looking for. So there's no trip hazard.
Where it's not such a trip hazard.
That's,
you know,
if it passes, once you do the work and it passes, then there's not much I can say. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've told a couple of people. Just, now, if it can be fixed by grinding it off, then
and remember this protects this by having this program protects the city against trip and falls that we don't know about. So
right.
We had a lawsuit 6-7 years ago where we passed this program after we got done so that we could take care of that or at least protect the city from liability on that later. You got to have a program in place that you actually do to make sure you're protecting yourself against liability.
So what about around town? I want to walk my dog. There's some spots that are like bad, like they don't even have concrete.
If I mean, obviously we do the schedule where you're in a certain part of town, but if we see those, we're supposed to, I usually tell people that if we know about it, once we know about it, we got to do something about it. So you can send letters.
Really dangerous.
And usually I have them go put, you know, posts and tape up or something around there so that people don't get off that. But if anybody sees those, we need to do something about it.
Right. Yeah, we just had one come up this week and we're sending a letter about it. So yeah, it's not like we're not going to send any letters in any other part of the town if there's a trip hazard. It's just that's the quadrant that we inspected.
No.
Yeah.
So would
so if there's other trip hazards, we need to know about it so we can let the people know they need to fix it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did the city pay for half of that?
$4 a square yard. So it's close to 50% of it.
But they just pay for the concrete, not the labor.
The bill.
They pay for the final bill. Mm-hmm. I got a couple of my fronts that need to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about 50% is what it comes to.
That's because we're putting a driveway in.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Ivan. Elaine.
I guess I just want to thank today. Our fire department went to a house fire in this wind, saved the house. So thank you to the fire department. Thank you to law enforcement for everything they did over the weekend for the Key Watch. There were people from all over that were here in town, which was wonderful. And I guess to our city employees, again, a thank you to them. I don't think we thank them enough. And I think it's time that they know how much that I hope we appreciate what they do.
Good reminder. Yes. And I went to a communications 911 emergency management meeting last week, and they are going to change the day that they set off the tornado sirens. Mm. Instead of on the Saturday morning at 11, it's going to be the first Wednesday of the month at 11. Because, you know, people on the weekends, maybe they're out of town or they're not paying attention. And this city is also, we need to designate people. And apparently there are 5 sirens in Washington. I emailed them to send me a map, but we're supposed to have somebody designated, maybe like a city employee or someone, to make sure that this siren is heard. So
I heard it Saturday.
Yes,
I did. Like Doxton too.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, that's one change. And let's see, we're going to be going to wayfinding signage meeting yesterday, and we're making progress to put in welcome signs and wayfinding signs around town. And tomorrow is the new vacant or the downtown
Thursday.
What?
Thursday morning.
Oh yeah, Thursday. This is only Tuesday. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you know, several meetings, but going well. So Fran, you can close this out.
Starting to walk around my ward a little bit more because the weather's nicer.
Oh yeah.
So I can see things that need fixed.
Good idea.
I'm not sure my ward like me doing that, but someone's got to keep an eye on it. other than that, I would make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
All right. A second from anyone? Second from Bethany. All those in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, people in the audience, for staying through till the bitter end.
You guys had the decoration value, right? For that.
Yes.
Okay. I thought of it when I switched. I'm like, oh, I guys do one of those because when the city's been framed, you don't have to do it.
Mike.
Yeah, I agree. Usually the seller does sign those. But see, the city,